Psalm 135 before we go to bed tonight. Thanks so much for joining me. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, why don't we go ahead, and I'm going to have some water, and we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. All right. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this word that you've given us, and we thank you for the blessing it is to get to praise you. We pray now that as we read your word, that you would apply it to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord. You who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his special treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and in the earth, in the seas and in the deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings wind out of his treasuries. He destroyed the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into the midst of you, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. He defeated many nations, and he slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his people. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Well, this, we need to ask ourselves, what is this about? A, what is this about? B, what is the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to this? So real quick, A, what is this about? This psalm starts with praise the Lord, and it ends with praise the Lord. And all in the middle is everything praising God, right? So if we look at the first couple verses here, verses 1 through 4, it's everyone is to praise him. Everyone, the whole house of Israel, all the servants in the courts, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant, right? Sing praises to God, all of y'all. Right? And then it talks about the Lord being great and doing whatever he wants. Right? It's the Lord who's great and who does what he wants up in heaven. It's the Lord who's great and does what he wants down in the deep places. It's the Lord who's great who does whatever he wants in the seas. It's the Lord who's great and does anything he wants, wherever he wants, whenever he wants to do it, because the Lord is great. And how is that proven out? Well, that's what he says in verses 8 through 12. And he destroyed the firstborn of Egypt. He humbled the kings. He defeated the many nations. He slew the kings. And then he even lists the different kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, right? He destroyed all of them. The Lord is great. He gave his people a heritage. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Unlike those kings who would be put away, the Lord's name endures forever. And then he talks about the idols. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, right? They're just the work of people's hands. Right? The Lord is not just someone who was made. No, the Lord made us. Right? All the idols of man, right, they have eyes, but they cannot see, ears, but they cannot hear. right? They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have lungs, but they cannot breathe. Right? That's all they are, man-made stuff. But the Lord is the maker of heaven and earth. It is the Lord who knit us together in our mother's womb. It is the Lord who is greatly to be praised. And so it ends verses 19 through 21. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Everyone, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. What is this about? God is mighty to be praised. He is the one who does whatever he wants. And the amazing thing that I find in the middle here is that he looks on the people in verse 12 and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his people, for the Lord will judge his people and he will have compassion on his servants. This is the part that amazes me. It is the Lord who is magnificent and marvelous and does all things whatever he wants, who is mighty and powerful. And yet he judges his people. He gives them an inheritance. He knows our hearts. He knew their hearts. And he still loved them. He still loved a sinner like David. He still loved someone like Noah. He still loved sinners like you, like me. What an amazing God. A God who would show us so much compassion. A God who we can come through Jesus Christ. What would you underline in your Bible as the best verse to summarize this? I think in mine I'd probably underline verses 19 through 21, something like that. Maybe you would underline the first four verses. Let me know down in the comments. What are you called to do? Well, it's a command here. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Will you praise the Lord? Will you humble yourself? Will you lift up your chin to him? And will you praise the great King who is above all kings, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the Alpha and the Omega, who deserves all of our worship? And when we get to heaven, brothers and sisters, this is what we'll do for eternity. We'll sit before his throne and we'll praise the Lamb. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you that you are the living God. We pray that you would bless us and care for us tonight. Give us a good night's sleep in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I pray that you sleep well tonight. I pray that you rest in Jesus Christ. And I'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Bye.